Espresso English Podcast, Episode 9, The Passive Voice. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Today's lesson is actually a free sample from the Advanced English Grammar course. This is my complete guide to the passive voice in English. I explain it in detail, when to use the passive voice, how to form the passive voice in every verb tense, and much more. So if you like today's lesson, make sure to check out the Advanced English Grammar course. You'll get 45 lessons with audio, video, and text, and it makes English grammar easy, even the complicated details. To sign up for this course, you can visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Advanced English Grammar. Hope you enjoy today's lesson. In the active voice, the subject of the sentence does the action. For example, Jake wrote a letter. Jake is the subject, wrote is the verb, and a letter is the object. In the passive voice, the subject of the sentence is acted upon. For example, a letter was written by Jake. The subject of the sentence is a letter, and was written is the verb. Notice that the object of the active sentence became the subject of the passive sentence. Jake wrote a letter. A letter was written by Jake. If we want, we can include by Jake to say who did the action. We can include this when the doer of the action is interesting in some way or is somewhat important. We do not include by when the doer of the action is unknown, the doer of the action is people in general, or the doer of the action is completely unimportant. For example, the money was stolen. We don't know who stole the money, so we can't say by somebody. Black cats are believed to bring bad luck. Who believes this? People in general. So it's not necessary to include the expression by people in general. This bridge was built in 1889. Who built the bridge? Well, probably a construction company, but that's not really important, so we don't need to include by a construction company. Let's look at the structure of the passive voice. The passive voice is formed by a form of the verb to be plus the past participle of the verb. The verb to be in the passive is the same tense as the original verb in the active sentence. For example, Jake wrote a letter. The main verb, wrote, is in the simple past. So, in the passive sentence, a letter was written. The word was is the simple past of the verb to be. Here's another example. Someone cleans the rooms. The verb cleans is in the simple present. So, in the passive voice sentence, the rooms are cleaned, we use are. That's the simple present form of the verb to be. Let's see if you can guess how to form the passive voice for each verb tense. I'll show you the active voice sentence, and you'll have 5 seconds to try to complete the passive sentence before the answer appears. Present simple. Active. Factory workers test the products. Passive. The products. The correct answer is, the products are tested. Past simple, active. We renovated our facilities last month. Passive, our facilities. The correct answer is, our facilities were renovated last month. Future simple, active. Everyone will exchange gifts at Christmas. Passive, gifts. The correct answer is, gifts will be exchanged at Christmas. Present continuous, active. Teachers are using the new book in their classrooms. Passive, the new book. The correct answer is, the new book is being used in classrooms. Past continuous. Active. The manager was ignoring the safety regulations. Passive. The safety regulations. The correct answer is, the safety regulations were being ignored. Present perfect. Active. Someone has eaten the last piece of cake. Passive. The last piece of cake. The correct answer is, the last piece of cake has been eaten. Past perfect. Active. I discovered that someone had copied my brilliant idea. Passive. I discovered that my brilliant idea. The correct answer is, I discovered that my brilliant idea had been copied. Future perfect. Active. The store will have delivered the new furniture by Friday. Passive. The new furniture. The correct answer is, the new furniture will have been delivered by Friday. How did you do? Note that the form of the verb to be is singular or plural depending on the new subject of the sentence. For example, teachers are using the new book in their classrooms. The subject of the sentence is teachers, and that's plural, so we use the word are. But in the passive sentence, the new book is being used in classrooms, the new subject of the sentence is singular, book, so we use is instead of are. My manager was ignoring the safety regulations. Again, manager is singular, so we use the singular form was. But when we make the sentence passive, the safety regulations were being ignored, the new subject is regulations, and that's plural, so we use the plural form were. We can also add modal verbs to passive structures, typically in the present and present perfect. For example, in the present, a modal verb plus be plus the past participle. The size can be adjusted. And in the present perfect, we have a modal verb plus have been plus the past participle. The errors should have been corrected. Here are some examples of modal verbs used with the passive voice. For possibility, in the present, this recipe can be made with margarine instead of butter. Or, in the past, that was very dangerous, you could have been killed. Impossibility, in the present, crops can't be grown here because the soil is too rocky. And, in the past, the work couldn't have been finished in a day, it was at least a week's worth of work. Modal verbs for permission. Positive. Photos may be taken during the performance. And negative. Cell phones may not be used in the classroom. Modal verbs for requirement. Positive. The shipment must be delivered before the deadline. And negative. These samples must not be exposed to contamination. Modal verbs for advice. In the present, something should be done about the problem. And in the past, something should have been done about the problem a long time ago. So, when can or can't we use the passive voice? Some teachers and writers say that the passive voice should always be avoided, but this is not true. Of course, it is not good to use the passive voice too much, but it is perfectly acceptable to use it, especially in these four situations. One is when we don't know who did the action. For example, a laptop was stolen from the classroom. Three people have been killed in the park. Police are looking for clues to the identity of the murderer. We don't know who stole the laptop or who killed the three people, so we use the passive voice. Another situation when you can use the passive voice is when the person who does the action is people in general. For example, Tino's is considered the city's best pizzeria. Chinese is seen as a very difficult language to learn. It was once believed that the sun revolved around the earth. Who holds these opinions? Well, people in general, but we don't need to say that, so we put these sentences in the passive voice. The third situation where you can use the passive voice is when the person who does the action is obvious or unimportant. For example, she is being treated for cancer. Who is treating her? Doctors and nurses, obviously, but we don't need to say that. Bill Clinton was elected president in 1993. Who elected him? The country's population, obviously, but we don't need to say that. So we put this sentence in the passive voice. All articles are proofread before publication. Who proofreads them? Well, it's not important. So this sentence is perfectly fine in the passive voice. And the final situation when you can use the passive voice is when we want to give more emphasis to the receiver of the action than the doer. Sometimes we do want to mention who did the action because it is interesting or important in some way, but we still want to keep the primary focus of attention on the object of the action. For example, the Taj Mahal was built by the Emperor Shah Jahan in memory of his wife. We are learning primarily about the Taj Mahal, so we keep the attention on it. We do mention who did the action. It was the emperor, but the main focus of the sentence is on the object, the Taj Mahal. My mother is being treated by one of the best doctors in the country. The most important person in this sentence is my mother, not the doctor. So, to put more emphasis on her, we use the passive voice and put the object of the sentence, my mother, as the subject, and the doer of the action, one of the best doctors in the country, comes later in the sentence. This software has been used by more than 50,000 small businesses. Again, we want to emphasize how great the software is. The small businesses are a secondary detail, so we use the passive voice to keep the focus on the object of the action, not on the doer. There are a few situations where you can't use the passive voice. We can't use the passive voice with intransitive verbs, verbs that have no object. For example, he laughed, they're coming over, an accident has happened. Remember that with transitive verbs we have a subject and an object. He fixed the clock. Fixed is transitive, and the clock is the object, so we can make this sentence passive. The clock was fixed. But intransitive verbs have no object, and therefore they can't be made passive. With state verbs, some of them can be used in the passive voice and others cannot. State verbs that can be used in the passive voice are need, know, include, involve, love, hate, see, hear, and feel. For example, we need new tools. The passive form of the sentence is, new tools are needed. Everyone in the country knows her name. The passive sentence is, her name is known throughout the country. The price includes tax, or you can say it in the passive voice, tax is included in the price. This job involves manual labor. Manual labor is involved in this job. People love or hate the band's music. You can say it in the passive voice, the band's music is loved, or the band's music is hated. Finally, people often see birds in the forest. You can make it passive. Birds are often seen in the forest. State verbs that cannot be used in the passive voice include have for possession, belong to, lack, resemble, appear, seem, look, and be. For example, you can say, I have a cat, but you can't say it in the passive voice, a cat is had by me. You can say, the team lacked a leader, but you can't say, a leader was lacked by the team. It's just not correct. You can say, that cloud resembles a dragon, but don't say, a dragon is resembled by that cloud. You can say, this task seems difficult, but no passive sentence is possible. Finally, you can use the passive voice with transitive phrasal verbs. Remember that phrasal verbs are two- or three-word verbs consisting of a verb plus a preposition. For example, he took the files out of the archives. The object of the sentence, the files, becomes the subject in the passive voice sentence. The files were taken out of the archives. Someone has put away the tools. The passive voice sentence is, the tools have been put away. However, some phrasal verbs are intransitive. For example, the car slowed down, or he is running away. In these sentences, there is no object, so no passive voice sentence is possible. Let's summarize everything we've learned about the passive voice. In the active voice, the subject of the sentence does the action, and in the passive voice, the subject of the sentence is acted upon. The passive voice is formed by a form of the verb to be plus the past participle of the main verb, and the verb to be can be conjugated in various tenses. You can use a modal verb plus be plus the past participle for things in the present or future. For example, something should be done about this problem. And you can use a modal verb plus have been plus the past participle for things in the past. For example, something should have been done about this problem a long time ago. The passive voice is used when the person who did the action is unknown, obvious or unimportant, people in general, or when the doer of the action is less important than the object. And we can include by the doer if we know who did the action and want to mention it because it is somewhat important. We can't use the passive voice with intransitive verbs and some state verbs. And we can use the passive voice with transitive phrasal verbs. So that was the complete guide to the passive voice in English. I hope you've learned a lot, and if you want to continue your studies of English grammar, check out the Advanced English Grammar course. The lessons are all very detailed, just like this one. And what's even more important is they come with practice exercises, so you can put the grammar that you're learning into practice and make sure that you really understand it. Visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Advanced English Grammar. You can see more information about the course, as well as the list of lessons, and a couple more free samples. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you in the course. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.